brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
Welcome to your Thursday, January 20th. We are the Morning Animals in Zynga, Spinozzi, Curtis Fitzpatrick, and Carrie Murdoch. Cold today. We won't get above freezing. 27 is the forecasted high for today. 38 tomorrow, and then 46 and partly cloudy on Saturday. Currently a balmy 15 at 98.1 FM WWLS, the Sports Animal. And I promised Carrie a high-speed chase story.
Yeah, but Carrie, I think, is putting you in the green room once again with some breaking college football news.
Uh-oh. Dang.
Oh, wait a minute.
It's Carrie's fault.
No, it's okay.
Informed me during the break, and I said, yes, we must get into this.
Yeah, let's go for it. All right, hang on. Let's...
Breaking sports news on WWLS, the Sports Animal.
It's not good news if you're an Oklahoma State fan. It is first reported by Max Olson of The Athletic. Just going to make you wait for it.
Sorry. I love that dramatic pause. That was fantastic.
Oh, man.
Now back Max to Olson, Phil's story. Matt,
So there's this guy, right? He's in a car driving way too fast.
So Oklahoma State cornerback Jerick Bernard Converse has entered the transfer portal.
That is tough.
He started 47 games. He was a first-team All-Big 12 selection, and he's going in as a grad transfer.
Not
what you want to hear if you're an OSU.
That stinks.
Yeah, you want.
He's a hell of a player.
I mean, that was their success, having older guys on that defense, and he'd be a really, really older guy next year.
The report came out last night, I think, that Mike Gundy was interviewing Auburn's defensive coordinator?
It's interesting. They have not announced. Now, I say it's interesting. They've not announced anybody yet, but he typically takes his time on this stuff. Like he has said, and he does back it up. He does not make moves during the season, like where, you know, Lincoln Riley or some of these guys, like before their bowl game was over, he was not about to make any decisions on coaching staff. But I wonder if.
Yeah, according to Bruce Feldman 9 hours ago, Auburn defensive coordinator Derek Mason has emerged as a strong candidate for the Oklahoma State defensive coordinator vacancy. Tigers ranked number 4 in the SEC this year in fewest yards per play allowed.
Derek Mason, isn't that the old Vanderbilt coach?
The old Vanderbilt coach, yes.
Yep. Head coach at Vanderbilt. That'd be
very fiery guy. I mean, big personality. Look, I think Mike Gundy's got to make some splash hires here, offense and defense.
Well, if that happens, so I wonder, first of all, if Bernard Converse will follow Jim Knowles to Ohio State.
I thought the same thing. Ohio State, their secondary was not great this year.
Nope. That's interesting, man. That stinks for OSU. God, the portal sucks.
I will say this. OSU hasn't really had – they've done a good job with corners the last 5 years or so.
The portal's really beginning to suck.
Yeah, and listen, this is probably not as much a portal thing. It's like Kerry said, it's a grad transfer deal. I don't like that as much. I don't like the portal. I like the portal less than I do the grad. Because the grad transfer rule?
Yeah, the grad transfer was around before the portal existed.
Right, and that was It's the Russell Wilson rule.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
So that happens.
I mean, that rewards you for going there and
Oklahoma
doing
State
your deal
has
and
benefited. Was the player from Kansas that was kind of their first big portal guy or grad transfer guy?
And the running back, Jaylen Warren.
Yeah, Jaylen Warren.
I mean, that was pretty good.
They've had a few, yeah. No, this is it stinks for OSU, but yeah, it's easier to stomach the grad transfer thing. It's easier to stomach.
Yeah, I mean they put their time in. They really legitimately put their time into the program.
Right. It wasn't like, hey, I'll play a year and then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it usually doesn't happen. Like if you're a first team all league guy,
yeah,
you're usually having pretty good success with what you're doing.
And I'll say this, like you've probably heard the promo on the Sports Animal where Pat is going off on these guys saying, oh, I'm looking to better my NFL prospects. And that's just a bunch of BS. I had this argument with Jim a couple weeks ago on TV. Like, he was talking about, oh, there's another OSU player going to, I'm losing my mind right here, going to follow Jim Knowles. And he's like, yo, this will help him get noticed by NFL scouts. No, it doesn't. If you're good in college football, playing at Ohio State means nothing if you're not elite. Like, right. NFL scouts.
They don't care where you play. They'll find you no matter where you are.
Yeah, if you're a combine guy.
There's a guy in Liberty. I was just looking at one of the mock drafts.
Malik Willis. He's going to be a first-round pick.
Said, so.
I mean, look at Carson Wentz. Look at Josh Allen. These are not
– Yeah.
They don't care. They do not care where you play college football.
Would it be the college football version of ring chasing? I mean, you decide, listen, I'm going to go play for a team that might have a chance to go play for a national championship.
Maybe. I mean,
if he follows Jim Knowles.
I mean,
I wouldn't be.
To me, that's respectable. Like,
yeah, I'm good with
that.
I
want to try and win a championship, so I'm going to transfer to this school. You know, a traditional contender.
Or like OU, I mean, the OU player who said, I want to go to Stanford and continue my education.
Pat
but while
Fields,
I'm there,
yeah.
why not play football one more year?
Yeah, Pat Fields.
I mean, he's not chasing championships at Stanford.
Tanner McAllister's the other guy I was thinking of. He left OSU and entered the portal and went to follow Jim Knowles at Ohio State. So that's another. Again,
I know we've spent a ton of time talking about the sting that OU fans have endured with Lincoln Riley and all that, but. I mean, Oklahoma State fans, it's not a happy ending to their season either. I mean, they won the bowl game, but, you know, being inches away from winning a Big 12 championship, that's still – and then to lose one of your best players to grad transfer, I mean, that's – I know, you know, my brother, huge OSU fan, annoying, very annoying person in general.
Yeah, it's not the OSU
I'm just saying
part that's annoying.
No,
it's
not
brother.
The OSU part. It's the brother that's annoying.
I love that.
I'm getting texts from him all night last night, you know, about Derek Mason. And, I mean, those OSU fans, they want to see a good hire. I mean, they want to see some splash hires. They want Gundy. I mean, like, you know, you watch, you know, Todd Monken. You know, lead a team to a national championship. He was once an offensive coordinator at Oklahoma State. Like, they wanted Todd Monken.
Yeah, and listen, Monken left, became a head coach. I mean, he took over at Southern Miss. But, yeah, you're right. I think a lot of people would have been satisfied had
Wasn't
they
– Tampa Bay, too?
He was with Tampa Bay, yep.
Because he was cussing on Hard Knocks. Yeah.
Yes, he is a very good cusser. Like, his cussing, Phil, is not just – cussing to cuss.
It's
I like artful
level.
I like artful cussing.
It is
Pat Jones
has a
level.
Master's degree in cussing.
It's up there with Pat Jones.
Yeah.
I'm not, and Pat's the goat.
Yeah, for sure.
Pat's actually the professor at the University of Cussing. He actually hands you your diploma when you leave.
But like when
it says something to you.
But like when you're in a proper setting, it's you don't see
it. It's almost like poetry.
Right. Same thing with Todd Monken. And Monken, he's not afraid to give an opinion in an interview either. I was happy for him to win a national championship ring.
Let's face it, Jim Knowles is, I mean, outside of the offensive coordinator, that's the best hire Mike Gundy has ever made.
Yes.
It was a great hire.
Monken and Knowles, the two best hires. Their best offense was under Monken.
Holgorsen was a pretty good hire.
He was good, but he was here for a minute, and then he left. And,
Fedora was
good. A head coach, yep.
You know what I just thought about?
Food.
that was a while ago.
Pizza. I just saw your post from Lou Malnati.
I know it's not Tuesdays. It's not Taco Tuesday, so it's not that.
I just saw you.
Have you been on Gold Belly the
no,
last 10 minutes?
No, I won't go to Gold Belly. They overcharge you for everything. No, I was thinking the way Kerry talks to us is, you know how he talks to us. Could you imagine the things he has said and will say to his brother? I mean, just the way that Kerry is with us, he must be 1,000 times worse with his brother.
You should give him the phone number.
I don't even bother with him. I mean, it's just like, it's too much. I've learned to just, there's certain things I just let go, and letting my brother ramble on about OSU is just something I've learned to do.
But it's one of your alma maters. You should care, Kerry.
It's one of your alma maters.
Right.
One of your three, right?
One of the three. He has a junior college, OSU, and OU.
There was a summer at Cameron University.
Oh, four!
And then he hit the portal. Yeah. Kerry's been through the portal a bunch of times himself.
Alma maters.
What was your junior college you played baseball?
Coffeeville,
yeah.
The Red Ravens.
Do you know their fight song?
The Red Raven.
What's their fight song? The Red Raven fight song.
I'm sure if I heard it, I would recognize it.
Don't play a lot of fight songs at baseball games.
No, typically.
Kerry should
a lot of
still
John Fogerty, not a lot of
mm-hmm. yeah.
fight songs.
And you would have retweeted the same picture I did because look at that thing. That's beautiful, that pizza. Someday I plan on talking about a high-speed chase, but it's just going to be feel empty now.
Unless we get breaking news, it's all you, baby.
There's just no point. I'm just going to make a story
I'm
up
guessing
now.
That, I'm guessing that he was trying to keep his food warm. That's my twist to it.
You're close.
Really?
Yes, you are.
If Phil's inspired by it, then that's somehow food-related.
Yeah, it is food-related. I hate to say it.
Know it.
I'm playing to type, okay? We are the Morning Animals.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.